From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a claim of responsibility in the Tunis attack. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility Thursday for the attack on Tunisia's National Museum. 23 people were killed in that incident. Earlier, Tunisian authorities had said they arrested 9 people in connection with the massacre. An unidentified warplane attacked the presidential palace in Yemen's southern city of Aden on Thursday. Security forces loyal to former Yemeni leader Ali Abdullah Saleh attacked the international airport in Aden. Forces on both sides fought in other parts of the port city. U.S. President Barack Obama telephoned his congratulations to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday, that coming 2 days after the prime minister was reelected to a fourth term. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has not dropped his support for a two-state solution with the Palestinians. During the recent campaign, he had said there will be no two-state solution under his watch. But on Thursday, the prime minister told NBC News that he wants a sustainable and peaceful two-state solution. He also noted that the U.S. and Israel are each other's greatest allies.
We have so many things that unite us, and we have a situation in the Middle East that is very dangerous and presents a common challenge.
The president of Malawi is calling for stronger efforts to catch and punish those behind a series of albino killings. President Peter Mutharika describes the attacks as barbaric and is ordering security agencies to intensify a manhunt for the killers. The president called on the judiciary to conduct speedy trials of suspects. 15 albinos have been reported abducted and killed in Malawi since the start of the year. This is VOA News. A new United Nations report says human rights abuses by the Islamic State group may rise to the level of crimes against humanity. The document submitted to the UN Human Rights Council details killings, abductions, torture, and other violations described by more than 100 witnesses and survivors. It says ethnic Yazidis have been victims of genocide. Authorities in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has killed a provincial police chief in Kabul. Mati'ullah Khan, the police chief in northern Uruzgan province, was killed in the attack Wednesday. The Taliban claims responsibility. Police in Afghanistan say a mob beat a woman to death, set her body on fire, and threw her into a river for allegedly burning a copy of the Quran. The attack took place Thursday near a shrine in Kabul. Reuters News reports that a family of the victim says the woman suffered from mental illness for years. A top Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives, Elliot Engel, says a bipartisan group of lawmakers is sending a letter to President Barack Obama requesting an increased congressional role in reaching a nuclear agreement with Iran. He says permanent sanctions relief would require new legislation. A staff member for Engel, the ranking Democrat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said 363 members of Congress signed the letter. 2 months after the Paris shootings, France has unveiled new legislation to eavesdrop on potential jihadists and other terrorist suspects. Lisa Bryant reports.
The socialist government's draft law was drawn up before the January attacks in Paris, but it aims to deal with the same fears, the growing threat of militant Islam in France. Authorities estimate 1,200 or more French have left the country to join jihadist groups abroad, and some are returning. Other would-be terrorists have never left the country. Recent terrorist attacks in Copenhagen and this week in Tunis have only fueled concerns about radical Islam. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Russia has accused the United States of undermining the Minsk agreement with Ukraine. Speaking in Moscow Thursday after a meeting with his Iraqi counterpart, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that the U.S. is encouraging Ukraine to opt for a military solution to the situation in eastern Ukraine. A U.S.-based rights group says both government and rebel forces used cluster bombs in eastern Ukraine in January and February. Human Rights Watch says at least 13 civilians were killed. The sea ice in the Arctic Ocean has fallen to its lowest recorded level for a winter season. The U.S.-based National Snow and Ice Data Center says the maximum coverage this year was the lowest since 1979, when satellite records began. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.